Well, well, well. What do we have here? Once again, not like we done caught Judas with his hand in the cookie jar. Been giving this man way too many passes to the point they think it's sweet. Huh? You know the ones I'm talking about. The ones that send your cipher because they family or they neighborhood, you know them all their life. But see, the problem is they ain't really your folk. And at the drop of a dime, as soon as the moment proves right, they're going to reveal that to you. So how are we going to deal with Judas? We done given them too many passes to the point they think it's sweet. I mean, who needs a comrade that's just as prone to stab the knife in your back as the enemy? Who needs a friend like that? You know the ones I'm talking about. The ones you keep around just for old time's sake. But you see, the problem is they can't accept who you become. They'll always keep you to that limitation of the rearview mirror, their image of you. And unless you're bold enough to grow anyway, you make yourself susceptible to the box, the trap. What does that mean? That means that you are exactly who you say you are, my nigga. Pimping, savage. You are exactly who you say you are. So, again, I ask, how are we going to deal with Judas? You know the one I'm talking about. When it's all in the community, spreading poison, plotting and scheming on everything positive, jacking the jutsu, watching, paying no homage, taking other people's blueprints, taking other people's recipe, passing them off as they own. How are we going to deal with Judas? Profiting off of other people's misery, exploitation, and manipulation. How are we going to deal with Judas? We're giving them too many passes to the point they think it's sweet. We are no longer allowed to pass off our culture as their own. They are no longer privy to our sciences and information. They are no longer involved. They are no longer relevant in the scheme of things. Because see, if they ain't about the village, then they ain't about us. And they shall be discontinued, erased from history by universal karma for spreading toxicity amongst Jah's people, who all the while were trying to find a chord. All the while were trying to find a chord. How will we deal with Judas? We've given them too many passes, to the point they think it's sweet. Slither like snakes amongst the concrete jungle, as if they were discreet. But we see you. We see you.
Being betrayed by someone, and so you fall into that underworld of doubt about everything. And it's a serious place to be in that underworld, eh? Because not only do you not know where you came from or who you are or where you're going, that's bad enough. So that's the underworld itself. But there's a subdivision of the underworld, like the worst suburb, which is, I think, what hell is, essentially, from a metaphysical perspective. Because, you know, if someone really cuts you off at the knees, especially if they do it in a malevolent way, and if you're going to be betrayed and you really want to be betrayed properly, you want to be betrayed by someone who's really out to hurt you. You know, they just weren't being stupid. They were like after you for whatever reason. And then that's also, you plunge into that underworld space, and that's also when you start to nurse feelings of resentment and aggrievement and murder and homicide and even worse, you know, because if people are betrayed enough, they start to obsess about the utility of being itself and perhaps go to places that no one would ever want to go if they were in the right mind, and to develop and nurse fantasies of the ultimate revenge. And that's a horrible place to be, and that's hell as far as I can tell. And that's why hell has always been a suburb of the underworld, because if you get plunged into a situation that you don't understand and things are not good for you anymore, it's one step from being completely confused. It's only one step from being completely confused to being completely outraged and resentful, and then it's only one step from there to really looking for revenge, and that can take you places that merely to imagine properly can be traumatic. And I've seen that happen with people many times, and I think that anybody who uses their imagination on themselves can see how that happens, because I don't imagine there's a single person in the room that hasn't nursed fairly intense fantasies of revenge, at least at one point in their life. And usually, you know, for what appear to be good reasons. It's no picnic to get betrayed, that's for sure, and it can shake your faith in being, but if it shakes it so badly that you turn against being itself, that's certainly no solution, that's for sure. All it does is make everything that's bad.
It's close but never closer than your enemies. Claim it's love but that ain't what the vibe's telling me. Jealousy mixed with greed and some Hennessy would turn a family reunion to a felony. Blood was thicker than the water till they cut the check. Now they switching up chucks, claiming different sets. Bless you then they curse you in the same breath. But cowards and kings never die the same death. Like LOX, money, power, and respect. As far as I'm concerned, we the realest left. Treat my whole lifetime like a game of chess. Separate the OGs from the young cadets. Loved by few, hated by many men. Loved by few, hated by many men. Loved by few, hated by many men. Loved by few, hated by many of them. I had to break myself down and begin again. I was confused, didn't think I could get a win. I probably sin again, drinking gin again, getting by the head. Was on I my chin and chin for talking that together shit? Black love forever shit. Alien to this earth, cashed in my membership. Outcast to the law, very low fellowship. rebel to the censorship. Situation's delicate. Ride or die, chinky eye plotting on them presidents. Rumors circulating, but the case lacking evidence. Damn, Uncle Sam, keep yourself my intelligence. Fuck the law so much, I'm way past celibate. Woke up hungover, and probably didn't remember shit. Life's like a lab, and I can't miss a measurement. Rookie with the vision of a veteran. Mind on that medicine. Shout out to them Benjamins. Redemption was heaven sent. Calm, cool, and militant. Pleading not guilty, but never claimed innocent.
Not at all. Loved by few, hated by many men. Loved by few, hated by many men. Loved by few, hated by many men. Loved by few, hated by many of them. I had to break myself down and begin again. I was confused, didn't think I could get the win.
Podcast featuring Roddy Gray and Davo Wally shall return summer 2020. This has been a public service announcement. Now back to your regularly scheduled program.